This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order. Hello, hi everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As the children are getting in, hi Squidgy, hi Michael, hi DVD, hi Tamara. Hi, Faikudo, that's cool. Hi, Jake. Hi, everyone. Okay. Oh, it's the skin for me. Okay, work. Thank you so much for listening to the only Drag Race Instagram account on the entire internet. We're going to have a real good time today. We're going to be joined by a legend. So if you have questions, post them here. I'm going to try to read them. They're like hard to read sometimes. And I'll remind you that last week's episode with Nicole Page Brooks from Atlanta, Georgia, will be on the pod feed tonight at midnight. So check that there. But for now, we're going to talk the latest episode of UK with one of the funniest drag queens in the history of drag, which is like, that's like crazy. That's like saying like one of the tallest mountains in the history of mountains. But with no further ado, let's get this gal in here. Let's see what she's... One and only Miss Sherry Vine. You know her as a golden girl. You know her as a legend of drag. And you're going to be able to support her because when we have her on, we're going to plug all her socials so that you can keep the legacy of drag alive. Oh, it's Miss Sherry.
Hi,
gorgeous.
I'm trying to. Okay, so the people watching, I didn't know we're live. They're gonna be like, "Where's the drag queen?"
You don't need to do drag for everyone. You're. It would be really funny if you were just off camera the whole time and just talking as her. Your skin is insanely good. What do you do? Because I want to know.
The cock.
Did you say the cock?
Suck cock. I don't look good right now. This is like, oh, I look horrible. Okay.
I think you look good. I really do. I think your skin is lovely. And I want your actual secrets later. Is it a serum? Is it a microderm thing?
Honey, it's all smoke and mirrors. I mean, I'm in my 50s. So this is like.
But you look damn good. Oh my God. I mean. Okay, someone is saying Sherry Vine is betrayed, and I agree. She's a trade queen. She's one of those.
And available.
And available. Good. Okay, you've got to advertise. And speaking of advertising, Sherry, we're going to plug it a bunch, but let's start by plugging your Venmo, your merch. Where can people support you?
Oh my God, such a whore. I'm going to put it back down here and just deal with it.
Deal with it. You look great.
The easiest thing is I try to direct everyone to my website, sherryvine.com, because there it has the merch store. I just got brand new t-shirts and mugs and all this stuff.
Oh,
brand
fuck
new
yeah. Mugs.
I was waiting till there was a light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic. And I was like, it's time to get new stuff, anticipating like being able to perform live again. And it has like, you know, the cameo button and the shows coming up and all that. Although it's not a lot of shows coming up. I do have a couple.
But Golden Girls is still available to
only
purchase
till Monday.
And watch. Oh my God.
Yeah, we didn't want to put it up permanently on demand because, well, there's a big discussion. We weren't going to do it at all because we were like trying to train people, if you will, into watching the events when they happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so many people like in Europe were like, we want to see it. And it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. So we did put it on demand just until Monday.
That's smart because it's so easy for people to be like, I'll get to it. And now this is like, no, TikTok.
Right. And we also feel like you're then asking for trouble with cease and desist and stuff.
I like that. I know what you mean when you're like, it's going to be down anyway. So what's
I mean, it is our Golden Girls. But
it's parody and it's covered by parody law. Let's be real. Parody law's good. I'm telling you. God
parody
bless parody
law. Good, but it is Disney, so we're like, let's not
piss them off. Well, great. Let's go support you there. If you want to support me, you can also support me by just straight up sending me cash at Venmo or PayPal at my name, Mono Gapian, and keep these IG lives coming to you every single week.
You look adorable.
Thank you. Well, we recently worked together. We're not going to spill tea, but we can say we worked on the Gay VNs together, right?
Oh yeah, totally. That was so much fun that night.
So crazy.
Everybody was tested. It was a small group of people. You, me, and Alec Mappa were hosting.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
It was fucking hilarious. It was madness. And like everything went wrong. Like everything. And that's not tea. That's just the fact.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be a major train wreck. Like, I thought there's no way they can do this. There's going to be such a train wreck that it will stop the show. And it didn't.
It didn't. And that was something.
There were some hiccups, but nothing hideous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. No, nothing hideous. It was fun. It was funny. I had friends who watched who were like, there were mistakes, but honestly, kind of made the show better. more fun.
Fine.
So yeah, that was a real treat. That was a real fun, weird thing. I hope we get to do it again in person, maybe one day.
I hope they ask us back because it was really fun.
Right. Okay, because I went the year before with Nicole and I was able to go to like some of the stupid parties. And I'm telling you, there's a real special, weird feeling when you get to watch Johnny Rapid bowling on a rooftop in Las Vegas. Do you know what I mean? Like there's like something magical of being like, ah, you're in person and I know what your home looks like. it's actually crazy.
I don't even watch gay porn. So I have so
you
many,
don't.
I have so many friends in gay porn. I'm like, I don't want to watch my friends having sex. I'm not a prude. I love porn, but I've never been turned on by gay porn.
So you watch porn but not gay porn? Really? Okay. So you're watching straight porn and you're kind of like...
I'm the girl.
You're the girl. Oh, okay. I live for that. I actually have only recently gotten into that because I was like, don't watch. Like, ew, straight porn. And then like recently I had watched a few where I was like, oh, that elicited something in me. Like new and exciting.
Totally.
Especially when it's a woman, like, just so unafraid to, like, be herself and it was great.
There is a big, there's so much controversy now surrounding women in porn about, you know, if they're victims of abuse is how they ended up in porn, or if they're like, this is my body and I'm, you know what I mean? So this kind of discussion, if you will. So, whatever. If I were to stop watching porn, it would be because of that and not because of any other reason.
Okay. I'm going to recommend a documentary I saw on Amazon called Serviced, which is really cool. And it specifically deals with gay sex workers that run the spectrum from professional cuddlers to erotic massagers to fuck buddies. And it was really cool. And it actually helped illuminate some positive feelings around sex work that I was like, more people need to see this. And it was also just nice. It was also nice to see gay people with unique bodies, like being sexual, which like I don't see enough of because I watch too much gay porn. I have to quit, Jerry. I gotta log off Helix because I'm just
okay. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, it's also on Tubi. Okay, work. Sherry, okay, one question before we dig into UK is people have been asking me, listeners have been commenting and DMing me, and they keep saying, Sherry, would, if they ever did a Drag Race season with your generation of queens, your Peaches, your
Barlet,
your Hecklinas. Yeah. You're really close. Oh my God, wait, who did you just post a really funny picture with? Your gals, your generation,
legends.
Would you do a Drag Race season like that?
In a heartbeat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course. I don't think any of those
Jackie.
People know.
And we've know.
I mean, we've actually had tons of discussions. This has come up 100,000 times, and we've all about it, and all of us would be really excited to do something like that.
I really want
regular season, but if they did something, you know, the old lady season, then yeah,
I would love it.
Oh, Lady Bunny, maybe not Bunny, but me, Jackie, Hecklina, Peaches, Shaquita, Head of Lettuce. I mean, everybody would do it. I
love it.
Ask this constantly, and I, you know, they're like, "Why haven't you tried out for Drag Race?" I'm like, "Honey, it's like if they had it 15 years ago, I would have crawled through glass to get on that show. That's a great launching pad."
Yeah,
but I can't go on there. What I mean, what would I do? I don't make my own stuff or do my own wigs, and I vibe and do parodies, and I can't do a death drop. It's like no.
Which, funnily enough, it's funny that we're talking about UK because, like, you're someone who might do better on a UK season since there is more focus on the performance stuff.
I didn't watch season one of the UK yet. I'm friends with several of those girls, so it's like on my list, but I did start at the beginning and watched all four episodes of season two so that we could talk about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And what'd you think?
I mean, first of all, I love the show. I mean, I do watch the American. I always have friends on the USA one, so I always watch it. Like,
that's fun.
Tina Burner's a really good friend of mine, so of course I'm watching it.
Really great.
And, you know, it's like, I'm not going to say anything bad because that's not what I do. And I genuinely see how it's good TV. And like I said, I would have gone on it in a minute if they had it 15 years ago and I was younger, or if they did a special season of senior citizens, then I would
go on it. They could call it Old Cunt. Now, how great would that be?
I think they should call it Season of the Seasoned Queens.
Season Queen. Back from the graveyard.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Go on it. But the UK one is really, it is entertaining. I was shocked that Joe Black went home.
Every episode has shocked me.
Spoiler alerts. But that's the first episode. Because I know who that is. And I was just very surprised. He's, you know, pretty.
Another legend.
In terms of the look and everything, it's very polished. And she's been around for a while. And so I was shocked.
Right? I was also shocked. I mean, literally every elimination has shocked me. I'm like, what? Which is like, you know, usually you get one gag this early in the season. And now I'm like, this is all fucking crazy. All of this is crazy. So I'm curious.
I mean, to be honest, I usually watch the very beginning and then fast forward to the runway.
Totally.
Because I'm just kind of not, nothing, not, it's not a bad thing. It's just that I'm personally not really interested in the stories.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the performance aspect.
And you've spent your life in drag like green rooms. You get it. Like you've had those conversations already.
I get it. And I appreciate it. And so that's, you know, that it's reality TV. So great. But I usually fast forward. But these I did not.
Pretty fun.
Some of the queens I just love.
And yeah.
So, specifically about episode 4, right? The most recent.
Yeah, but talk about anything. Yeah. I mean, do you have a fave? Like, they're all wonderful, but like a favorite right now.
It's so fucking funny. Just not even on the runway. I want to say off camera, but nothing's off camera. But behind the scenes, whatever, just was everything comes out of her mouth is cracking me up. Is it Tia?
Tia. Fucking hilarious. Just funny and natural.
She made me laugh. She has a really good sense of humor about herself that I love and appreciate. And she's just like, oh yeah, it's hot glue together or whatever. And I'm just like, she makes me laugh. I like her a lot.
Yeah, like, this garment is acceptable. It's on my body.
Totally. It's acceptable. My body.
As opposed to being like, I'm the last one.
Playing it. Yeah, she was just like, it's acceptable. And I was like, I love that. So I really like
Stan self-awareness.
She's funny. And I think Lawrence is obviously I haven't seen anything that he can't do. Like she's
totally
nailing it.
She is nailing it. She is lovable. I mean, and she's also getting the added, like, RuPaul is just in love with her. Like, which is
obviously RuPaul.
Easy to love.
And Ahura is stunning. Like,
really great. And the evolution. Really
episode 4 also, I thought she did a very, very good job in the performance. And she was well received, which she was worthy of that. But she's also sickening gorgeous. Like that wig.
Totally.
Ooh, bitch, I want that hair.
It's fucking good. And okay, so let's talk about that.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Okay. We'll go in order, and we'll try to get, but I do want to talk about performance, because I want all of your feelings on that, because I have feelings too about Horace's performance. So whatever, we come in the room, Ginny and Lawrence hate each other. I did not see this coming. I did not see this country that was afoot when they're shitting on each other. Tia wishes that Ahura would behave like a human being. We get there, which is shocking, I was like, we need that.
They hug it out.
Can you believe? I was like, Ahura, I mean, she was such a villain, and now she's so vulnerable, and not like fake vulnerable, like so vulnerable in this episode. I was like, thank God.
Well, it's kind of classic. Anyone that kind of comes off with this kind of, you know, bravado is always makes me think that it's compensating for some kind of insecurity or whatever, which was, she did reveal last in the episode yesterday.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, I really don't invest too much in those parts of the show, because it's just not, I'm watching it. So it's not a read at all. It's just not.
Yeah, you're right.
Those reality shows, but I love Project Runway, making the cut. So that's what I want to see. I want to see drag.
Yeah. You make a good point, because it's like, oh, a drag queen who's defensive. Shocker. Like, who'd have thought? I mean,
reality show, they are real people with real stories, and their stories are valid, and that's great. And it's for, there is obviously, I'm in the minority. There's an audience that wants that, because otherwise they wouldn't give it to them. Mm-hmm. So great, I'm in the minority. It's just not why I watch. So I kind
of got me.
Had one eye, one ear on that part, and I was like, you know, whatever.
You're like, I get it, evolution.
We'll talk. They hugged it out.
They hug it out. Oh my God. We all learn.
Was sincere. I like totally bought it.
I did too. And there's been ones you don't buy, like your Eureka hugging Vixen. You're like, no, this isn't real. But let's talk about this great British Fake Off moment, because what is this challenge? What is, maybe you didn't even see it, but it was a very strange challenge in which they're given an array of sweets and then they have to be horny about them.
Oh.
They have to fake, it was a classic mini challenge where you're like, I don't know what the criteria is, and I don't know how we know who won.
Lawrence was hilarious.
Lawrence fucking sell ketchup to a lady with white gloves. But like, yeah, she's just...
I started it and I was like, this is where I would be like, ugh.
Right.
Hate. But.
It's also hard to know what they want.
Some of them were really funny. Lawrence was hilarious. And I thought Brimini.
Yeah. Bimini, you work. Yeah.
Bimini. Sorry. She's went from kind of, I was kind of like, eh, to like one of my favorites. Like.
Yes.
Watching those four in a row. Like, I kind of grew to like her more and more. And now I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah, I love her. Tia, great. It's like Tia and Lawrence, we know, are going to be fucking hilarious and effortless. They're great. Yeah, no one else really blew me away in that little mini challenge. But I also, once again, how long can you do double entendres? I mean, we did the gay bands together, and you know, those double entendre jokes wear real thin after 30 minutes.
Yeah, totally.
So they have to do this live talk show.
That is a talent challenge for sure.
Talent. Team talent. Which part would you want in this talk show thing? Would you want the host, these weird gothy characters, the Essex gals? What do you think would, like, you would do well at?
Hilarious. I mean,
yes.
So good. They were really funny and looked gorgeous. So that's why, like, Ahura stood out to me in that episode, because she's visually stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And then funny also. And it's like,
okay, she did it.
You can be gorgeous and funny.
She really did it. Like, yeah. And I was surprised, because obviously she's not given me that much comedy at all. But I was like, that's how you do it. You give me Anna Nicole Smith from the UK. You get, and like, she just went ham.
Sprinkle,
which is
sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah. I mean,
it was entertaining and lively.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's was my favorite. The two of them were my favorite.
They were great. They were great. And obviously, like, Tia was great, but Tia was like, she was doing that thing where you're like, she was kind of keeping the ship afloat, but I wish she would have just been messier.
Oh, right.
Like, you, so you play Blanche in Golden Girls. Like, how do you pick your moments to go full mess versus keeping?
Well, I don't want to wear, like you said, I don't want to wear a joke out. So mm-hmm. usually one word per episode that I do, like a Blanche, like, you know, collaborara. If you do it four times, then it's not so funny. And if it's
diminishing returns,
it's so much stronger. So I usually do that. And then you just have these, you know, we talked about it, like, it's already so funny that you don't need to work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just need to turn it up a little bit, because it is a drag show. So yes, it's the Golden Girls. It's already funny. And you have these already brilliantly characters.
Mm-hmm. And
so then it's just turning up the volume a little bit, because it's a drag show.
Yeah. Because Blanche is, I mean, and that's, you do such a great job, and I've seen the show. I told you actually one time, I saw the show, unfortunately, when a girl was incapacitated by her drunkenness, and it almost ruined the show. You kept it going like a professional. But Blanche is hard to do, because she's almost already, she's a drag queen already.
She is. She's a caricature. But, you know, they all kind of have their thing. It's like, Rose is dumb.
Blanche. Drew Drogi's Rose is incredible.
But like bossy. And so you just kind of, you know, we just kind of pick those things and you just like turn the volume up and color everything. But like I said, it's not like when we've done Facts of Life or Designing Women, that was mm-hmm. a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because those characters aren't, I don't want to say Golden Girls, they're one dimensional, because they're not, but there is a one dimension of them that is, the volume is turned up all the way.
There's such a deep cultural understanding of the Golden Girls, where it's just like, it's easy to get someone in and be like, got it. You know what I mean? Where like,
we've done episodes where we were like rehearsing, we're like, some of the stuff Blanche says to Rose, where it's mean. And then, like, that's why Rue McClanahan was so brilliant. I think she's such an underrated comedic genius
mm-hmm.
because she was able to make all of that funny mm-hmm. and still love her.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Mean is hard in comedy. And I've been there, and I've coached people where they're like, you have to be like, mean is hard to do in comedy.
It's hard to do when you're pretty, which Rue McClanahan is. Like, that's mm-hmm. why drag queens, sometimes I see these queens that are all like look and stunning and gorgeous, and they come out and they try to be like Bianca Del Rio. And I'm like, no, bitch. No, 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 no.
Right.
Not saying Bianca's not pretty, but what I'm just saying.
She's pretty.
But I mean, he's like, someone like Courtney is really sweet. I don't think Courtney could do a mean act because she's pretty, and then she just comes across mm-hmm. a bitch.
Right. Yeah, it's really wild. It's there's something real about like finding your frequency, when you naturally have that frequency, it's easier to bring. And maybe like even like something as deep as relationship, like when Bianca, for example, is mean, when Blanche is mean, there's a deep relationship there, which like makes it rich as opposed to fuck you, I hate you.
Well, also Bianca's a brilliant comedian. Bianca's mean and it's funny and no one gets offended. Well, not anyone, but you know what I mean? Like you don't get offended because you know that this is a person, it's coming from a place of love and she's
so good.
It's just comedy. And that's what I mean. Like some of these other queens think it's easy and that they can do it. I'm like, you're not funny. You're just mean.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta, when you got the glow, you know, you just have the glow, you know, to quote Barry Gordy's Enter the Last Dragon. Have you seen that fucking crazy movie? The Last Dragon, Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, madness, good times. What I want to bring up before I forget is, did you see that weird moment in the workroom where Ellie asks Rue why she doesn't say her name in a Scottish accent?
Yeah, I didn't get that at all. I just felt, it was like awkward, but then I was like,
that's it.
I don't understand what's going on.
She's also from Scotland, and it was just basically like, it was just basically that thing where like the soccer coach likes one of the players more. And then one of the other players is like, you can do that joke with me if you want. And the coach is just like, okay.
Right. Okay. It seemed a little awkward.
It was awkward. But I want to dig more into this. We have Lorraine Kelly hosting. Tace and Bimini are our main hosts. They're good. They just have a good cadence, which I think is obviously another thing that like makes comedy it's an easy road to comedy. It's just like good cadence. Because they didn't blow it out the water, but they did good.
Yeah, they did great. Totally.
Yeah. And let's see. There's a ton of references I don't get. Please explain to me what they are. Veronica. Okay, let's talk about the goth moment. The goth moment didn't work. And I know we both have opinions.
Did not work.
It did not work. One opinion I immediately have is apathy is hard in comedy. You know, like, right? In any performance, apathy is hard to play because
it's not an active choice.
Yes, there we go. Exactly. And it's like, I think you can make it better by like having more fun with it.
Honey, like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Maybe I always, this is another thing. If I was on the side, I'd be like, have a history as goth gals. You know what I mean? Like, talk about the sad shit you did.
Like everything miserable, like, oh my, this, oh, I hate, you know, just be mm-hmm. miserable, but like, turn the volume up.
Mm-hmm. And like, look in each other's eyes. They weren't like looking at each other. You know, there's like, there's no connection. Yeah.
Favorite. And actually, up until then, Veronica was probably the top of my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think she kind of admitted, okay, I have a lot of opinions. Veronica said, like, I was too married to a script and that way I couldn't have fun. But Sister is like, yeah, you messed it up. And I'm like, wait, wait, wait. Pump the brakes. Because, like, anytime you're like, you messed up the scene for me, it's like, you weren't doing all that much for me.
Responsibility.
Right? And I know you've done a scene, anything comedic, where you're like, there's a way to make anyone look good. There's a way to make you look good. It's not any other person's fault.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's a challenge. Even there's been things in Golden Girls where it's like, how the fuck do you make this funny? And it's like, that's your job. Do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one was like in concept, whatever. It just didn't work. And I think
didn't work. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Lawrence and Ellie are cute. Lawrence kind of takes it in that moment. And then we have the Money Savers. Yes, our Essex gals we already talked about are wild. Love it. And Ginny's Weather Girl. Why do you think this didn't work? I mean, I'm sure we both have opinions.
Well, her instincts were right that it just needed to be big. She turned the volume up, which is, yes, that's what you need to do. Turn the volume up. But she did. It just kind of jumped tracks, you know, mm-hmm. stay on track.
Yeah, she didn't bring us along for the ride.
Amy Brown's always like, stay in your lane. And I fucking love that. I'm like, stay in your lane. Like, you can turn the them up. You can have fun and be whatever, but stay in your lane.
It's funny because, you know, she gives me that. She gives me, you know, she's obviously from that drag lineage. She's going to be compared to your Tammys and your Baggas and whatnot. But yeah, if you're taking off on a plane, we need you to be the flight attendant who's telling us what's happening on the plane. she just took off and just started driving us to the moon without explaining what was going on.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Work. Okay, we're preparing for our Monster Mashup main stage look. And Rue, what do you think about Rue's barge shoulder moment?
I loved it. First of all, I loved that color.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. I loved that on her. And I loved it.
It was great. It was great.
The first or second episode, but she wore this kind of rainbow pleated, very jockey looking outfit, which was like one of the things I've ever seen her wear. And Nicole Kidman actually wears something very similar in The Undoing.
Of course she does.
When they go to this big event, and it's like one of the episodes in the beginning of The Undoing. And
I'm obsessed with her big stupid coats in The Undoing.
Honey, love.
Like, you bought
her hair, and it was like she looks sick, so sickening.
That big dumb green coat in The Undoing. I'm like, who buys a $15,000 coat in green?
Nicole Kidman with your red.
I also read something that was like, the coats are the symbolism for covering and protecting her from the lies she knows. And I was like, okay, calm down, film school.
No, the coats are picked because they look gorgeous with her hair color.
Yeah, and she snags them off set when she goes home. She's like, okay, bye.
But yeah, I thought Rue looked gorgeous on the runway. I loved that color.
Yes, people are bringing up that last week they were like, Astina, they were telling Astina like to not accentuate her shoulders. And ha ha ha, Rue is wearing a giant shoulder. But a giant shoulder is different from not just having shoulders.
Yeah, either do it or don't do it.
Right, exactly. Because as we know, a power shoulder was defined by the women of the 80s. And this is a commentary on that.
Yeah. It's turning volume up on Dynasty, like Joan Collins, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it just gives her like this V, this like crazy looking V shape.
Ace is always flawless. I mean, I look at her, I just stare. I want to like freeze frame the close-ups of RuPaul and just be like.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Really crazy. Michelle also looking lovely in a plum fantasy.
Loved her hair. I loved her makeup. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah, she's killing it. She's her becoming like the first lady of Drag Race has become really awesome. Like, just like she looks like she's always attending a ball.
They also seemed, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but Rue kind of seems a little bit more at ease with the UK one. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why, maybe because she's there in another country. So it's like a feeling of like work vacation. I don't know, but she just like, she was cracking up and cackling, and it's really sincere and not kind of phony. It was like, oh, she's really having fun.
Even with the end of the show, I'm like, on US, I mean, and let's talk about it, but in US, she would be like, come back here. Like I feel like on a US, she would be like, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you walk off my stage? Whereas here, she was like, okay.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
I love that they let her just do the number, a whole thing, finish it off, didn't stop her, applause, and then, oh.
Madness.
Right.
Madness. I mean, how funny. This is a true lip sync first, and she said, oh, you thought Charlie Hides was underprepared? Hold my beer. I'll show you underprepared, honey. I'll give you underprepared. I'll walk off this fucking stage and never come back. Now, I want to ask you, do you think that is shitty or whatever floats your boat? And this is not a judgment on Ginny, because like, we love Ginny. And I'll just, in case you don't know, Sherry, our whole podcast is anti-hate bullshit. And we fuck, and like, absolutely no hate, just kikiing.
I have no hate. What do you think? Period. So no, I don't hate. But I mean, I always feel that it's a little bit of a slap in the face. I mean, there's so many people that want to get on that show that works so hard on, and now you're on it. So it's just like, play the game.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I just was like, you're so lovely and interesting. And I do feel like I would have liked to have seen her lip sync, even if she felt, you know, she wasn't going to give her best, like, and they even do the Tammy Brown, this thing that Tammy Brown does in season one, even that, I mean, yeah, I would have liked to have seen more. And I thought it wasn't, I'll say this. I do not think it's punk to walk off the main stage personally. Mm-hmm.
No, I understand like that whole pressure of like, also you think it's going to be one thing and then it's not. But I feel like with all the seasons, they're on season 13 now, you know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be any real surprises. And it's like, yeah, you know, just do it.
Just do it. You're here. You're at the Drag Olympics. Yeah, that is it. Just like the number of girls who would give blood. I mean, and the fact that, like, if Astina, if it happened, if she was in the bottom last week, Astina would have had a chance to stay is, like, a little gutting. Like, I'll get over it, just a TV show. But it's just, you feel that feeling of, like, oh, those were two girls that really wanted it. And now we're just like, okay, I guess she stays because there's no one else on the stage.
Right. But whatever, I can't judge. I'm sure she had her whole whatever going on in her head. But, yeah, it's always kind of a little bit like, well, just be gracious then and just stand there and do your thing. And then
mm-hmm.
Go home with some gracefully.
Yes. And I certainly empathize with her fibromyalgia, or sympathize, I should say. I do not have fibromyalgia. But it was a funny moment to me when Rue was like, that's a serious condition. Because it almost felt like Rue was saying to me, don't worry about it. I don't don't worry about it. I think you'll be able to rest up real soon, girl. Cause I think like she could eat, there was an energy off of Ginny. It wasn't like, I'm going to get back in this fight. Ginny was kind of like already kind of, Irish exiting.
Like during the whole episode, kind of laying the groundwork of like, she was kind of already like, I don't know what I'm doing here. So I wasn't.
Yeah, she'll go down as history as the only girl to Irish goodbye. Is it an Irish goodbye?
I don't know.
Is it French? The goodbye where you just are like, I have to go to the Taco Bell drive-thru. I'm leaving this party.
Peace out. Yeah. No.
So I guess let's talk. Let's go to the runway. Let's talk these looks. And, you know, we're really original here and we're the only podcast doing this. So we chirp and burp the looks on the runway. We give them a chirp if they're lovely and a burp if they're not so lovely.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, you can give a light burp, a light chirp. It's whatever floats your boat. Okay. So we'll talk about them. Coming up first, Miss Veronica giving us Pig Medusa, giving us Miss Piggy Goes to the Jungle.
Chirp.
It's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp.
And I agree that this kept her out of the bottom because it's like, this is incredible.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's a great look. It's just wild, the snout. She's defending herself in the untucked room with her snout on. That was weird, where someone was like, you got this, girl. And she's like, I know I got this. I know.
Yeah, there's a little something there. But yes, I thought the look was a chirp.
Yeah, big chirp. Big chirp. Miss Sister giving us Mummy with a foxtail. This gave me Lindsay. Remember the scene in Mean Girls where Lindsay Lohan shows up to the party in an overly Halloween costume?
Yes. Yeah.
This gave me that in a bad way. I did not think this was amazing.
But I agree with Michelle's critique.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it.
We've seen it. A little bit of hair, a little bit of J. Jolie hair coming out of her puss. It's a burp for me. It's not great, but
a little burp.
It's a burp. Miss Bimini. She's giving you Play Devil, and you know, she's giving you, Pamela Went to Hell.
I loved it. That's a big chirp for me. There's a band called Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black, New York City. Really big.
Yes.
Kembra Fowler was the lead singer. And I'm looking at a poster I have on my wall of her, literally in all red with this big black hair. And it reminded me of that. And I was like, oh, she looks so kind of like punk.
Yeah. Did you agree with what they said about the wig? Like the wig need to be moisted up? Or you were
for sure.
But it still is, it's a chirp.
Totally.
Yeah. I think it's a chirp. It's a chirp. The effort, the vision is all together. Okay. Miss Tace giving you Vampire Bride of Frankenslay. What'd you think?
I thought it was sexy.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty. That was cute. It wasn't the most spooky, ooky, ooky, but it was pretty. It was spooky. It works. It's good. Yeah, chirp. Chirp. Okay, work. Miss Lawrence Cheney. No, I'm sorry. Ginny's next. Ginny comes out next in her very honey maha agony look. Her radioactive toxic kaftan. What do you think?
Well, I don't want to be mean, but that was a burp for me.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't very good. I like the little radioactive appliques and I like the hair. But yeah, it's just not super awesome, but the color's neat.
I really didn't like any of it. And I'm not being mean. I'm just like, being honest. I just didn't care. That wasn't my favorite look.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a burp. It's a burp, but you know, she's going to keep doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's done. Cause especially when Michelle was like, keep elevating it. I could see her being like, this is capacity for me. So it's a burp. Lawrence Cheney giving you Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, come on.
That was great.
That's awesome.
A burp. I loved it. I did something in the 90s, this kind of anti-war rock show at Squeeze Box. And I had like bullet wounds in this white dress that was bleeding red glitter. And when I saw her top with the stones and the glass, I was like, oh, right on. Like taking that whole thing and adding a drag element to it. And that was a definite win.
It was great. It's a little like the undergarment is almost executive realness-y or like, and it just all looks so polished together. It's so great. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
But comical and then drag at the same time. She really, you know, hit that one.
It was very Buffalo Bill. And obviously, as they said, do you want to fuck me? All of that. I'd fuck me. All of that. Okay. Ellie giving you Green Goblin as, you know, Green Goblin's spinster sister. I didn't love this. This was like, she looked kind of like Green Krampus a little bit. You don't even recall. She had sort of a prosthetic nose. It was furry chaps.
Remember.
Yeah.
That's not
there
a good
go.
But yeah, I can't even picture it in my head right now. That's not good.
I didn't like it. Like, it gave me a little Alexis Michelle. Do you watch the show, Tamar? I didn't like it for what? I like the face, but I didn't like the body look. So I'm going to give it a light burp.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't hate it, but it didn't make an impression on me either way.
Yeah. Work. I will accept that. We have to come up with a new word for that. So if there's chirp and there's burp, maybe that's just like herp.
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 You heard it here. Sherry has the herp. So Tia giving you, oh my God. Okay, Sherry, have you seen Captain EO?
No.
Okay. She looks like Angelica Houston's weird witch from Captain EO, which is a very shitty little short they used to show on Disney in the Disneyland World rides. What'd you think of this though?
Remind me which one was hers.
So she was sort of like a Pirates of the Caribbean huntress with a little bit of snake, a little bit of a Grecian key.
again, it was like, it was okay. It wasn't my favorite, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. It was like for her better than most of her looks. So I'm going to give her a chirp for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be a herp for you.
It might be a herp for me.
Aura. Aura giving you spider glam ass, bloody scalp. What'd you think?
Well, I agree with this judge's critique. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty. But, and then she pulled the thing off and I was like, oh, I mean, if it had not had the white, I guess it was a bandage maybe around. Mm-hmm. If it had been like, you know, skin cap brain with blood, mm-hmm. I would have been like, that's my
favorite. Yeah. Or even like maybe more of this bloody ripped in half look. Like if it was like half glamour and like a little more of what is happening up here around her arm or something, I would have been head over heels.
Blood can, I don't know how that would have happened, but something. But it was really good. It was definitely
good.
Otherwise.
Sure. Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp for sure. Love this evolution for her. That's pretty much it. We have our tops and bottoms. And we know Veronica swings by. Lawrence wins. Did you agree with the win?
Yeah.
Is it really Lawrence or Ahura, right?
I kind of thought it would be Ahura.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could see that going too, just to give us more dimension to this whole thing. But Rue said, I like Lawrence too much.
I think if it was just on the performance, I would have gone with Ahura, but because of the runway, Lawrence was really good in the performance and in the runway. So maybe that's, you know, what it was. But yeah. I didn't disagree with it. It's just, it would have been between the two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm here for Lawrence. I'm excited to see her journey. And she wins. We have our lack of a lip sync. We have our first solo performance. Just watching one friend do karaoke, just like, yay.
I loved that they didn't even, other than you hear that Michelle, the producer, yelling like, what's going on?
Yes.
But I loved that Rue was just like, literally did not acknowledge it.
Yeah. Just like, let it go.
They didn't. I was like, oh, they're going to pull the plug. They're going to stop. There's going to be all this drama.
They would pull her ass out. No.
Nope.
Nope.
Fine.
Nope.
Do your number. It was great.
Yeah. No pearling, no looking at her in the face and say, I'm trying to help your ass. How fucking dare you? None of that. Just, okay. Bye. I like that. I thought that was it just makes sense. It just makes sense for this whole series. And now we have the fucking coronavirus coming next week. I hear it's going to be a 2-part episode next week. I don't know what that means, but some sort of what happened at home and how they came back storyline.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because there was like a full-on break in production, like stop and come back.
I remember only because I had heard that I knew Rue and Michelle were in London and then I heard that it was on pause or whatever. So yeah, I did know that.
Yeah. Fucking wild. What a good time. I can't wait to see what happens with the season, Sherry. I'm so glad you came here to give your knowledge, your mirth, your beauty. How can we support you? Remind us.
I'm doing a big show next Sunday on Valentine's Day, the 14th, with Jackie Beat. It's called Love Schlongs. And it's all live. And people can get tickets at showponies.live. It's all the link. Just come follow me on Instagram and the link is in the bio.
Work. Fuck yeah. Do that. Support Miss Sherry Vine. Everything you do is hilarious. And you also look fucking hot in drag, which is like, fuck you. Like when we were doing the Gay Viennes, you were wearing this slit dress that came all the way up to your coochie. And I was just like, you have fucking gams.gov.org.
Oh, honey, you're sweet. Thank you.
How very dare you? Do you still keep it tight and right? Do you still work out and keep it together?
Yes.
I know. That makes sense.
Not easy at this age.
You look great. Please.
Yeah, I've got like 90 minutes a day.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, it's worth it. You look incredible. Support us. Give me money at Mono Agapian on Venmo and PayPal. give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts. Go follow us on Drag Her Podcast, like where you're watching us right now. And this episode will be on the pod feed a week late. So see you then. Love you, Sherry. Thank you.
Mono, thank you, baby.
Bye, beautiful.
Take care, honey.
You too. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.